Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. For questions or to discuss the issues you may be dealing with right now, we invite you to call right now. That number is 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. The lines are wide open right now. We'd love to hear from you. Because we're live, we're on the air and online, so you can call and get an immediate answer to your question or discuss the important issues that you're facing in life right now. Again, the toll-free number, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel. And now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. It's great to be here today to talk about Jesus Christ, the fact that he was raised from the dead. You know, that is the good news.
That
Jesus Christ is alive, and he's alive today. And because he's alive today, he can speak something into your particular problem or situation or your day-to-day experience. So this good news is really a good news story for each and every one of us on a very practical, day-to-day, down-to-earth level.
Yes.
So we would love to hear from you on today's broadcast. Again, that number, 844-322-2742. Yesterday, we talked about the fact that there's been a change in the law. When there's a change in the priesthood, there must also be a change of the law. That's what the writer of Hebrews said, Hebrews 7, verse 12. And a lot of times we don't really understand that, you know, the idea of a priesthood and what that really means to us is sometimes a foreign concept. But in the Old Testament, there was the Levites. They descended from Levi. Moses was a Levite. Aaron was a Levite. Aaron served as the first high priest for the people of Israel. And they did all sorts of things for the people. And the first and foremost was to manage the sacrificial system. So sacrifices would be brought to the priest. They would offer those sacrifices for the forgiveness of sins for the people, for all sorts of things. But in Jesus, the priesthood changed. He did not come from the Levitical line. He was from the tribe of Judah. And nowhere in the Word of God does it say anything about a priesthood arising from the tribe of Judah. Yet Jesus today serves as our high priest. And in chapter 8 of Hebrews, the writer had this to say. The point of what we are saying is this. Isn't it good that he has a point?
Need to have a point.
That he's not just writing for the sake of writing, but he does have a point in what he's saying. And here's his point. We do have such a high priest, Jesus Christ, who sat down at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven, and who serves in the sanctuary, the true tabernacle set up by the Lord, not by man. And listen to this. Every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices, for it was necessary for this one also to have something to offer.
Yeah.
So Jesus Christ had to offer up something. Well, what did he offer? Jesus Christ offered up himself. The priest of the Old Testament, Aaron, and all of those who descended from him who served as high priest, the other Levites, they offered up the blood of bulls and goats. That was the sacrificial system. Now, what does the Word of God say about the blood of bulls and goats? Simply this. Well, the law is only a shadow of the good things that are coming, not the realities themselves. For this reason, it could never, by the same sacrifices repeated endlessly, year after year, make perfect those who draw near to worship. So here's what we know about the blood of bulls and goats, that they were offered endlessly, year after year, and they were limited. They did not have the power to make perfect those who drew near to worship. Then it goes on to say, but those sacrifices are an annual reminder of sins because it's impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. So those sacrifices were limited. But when Jesus offered up himself once and for all, he took away sins forever. And the proof of that is the fact that he is now seated at the right hand of God the Father. His work was finished. He ascended into heaven, and he took up his rightful place. What does that mean for us? It means that our sins have been forgiven once and for all.
Yes, indeed.
We have once and for all forgiveness. That's why it's significant for us to understand the priesthood of Jesus Christ, what he offered, and what his offering secured for each and every one of us. If you're a believer in Christ, you can say with full authority, full confidence, that my sins have been forgiven, and that I stand before God the Father as a forgiven person. Talk about good news.
Good news from Basic Gospel, and thanks for joining us, everybody. If you'd love to join us by phone or like to join us by phone, we would love for you to do that. 844-322-2742. The lines are wide open right now, and we are on the air live so that you can be a part of the broadcast and pose your question, get an immediate answer, or discuss your particular situation. So give us a call, 844-322-2742. The lines are open right now. And Bob, knowing that you and I are pretty big sports fans, something very special happened out in KFIA land last night, didn't it?
Yes, indeed. The Golden State Warriors won a national basketball or world basketball championship by beating the Cleveland Cavaliers. And I think that was their first since 1975. Mm-hmm. So I know there's a lot of celebration out there.
Stephen I was telling you Curry, that he's a big sports fan. He knew that.
Yes. And Stephen Curry, you know, the superstar guard who can just shoot the lights out of a basketball, is a believer in Christ. Uh-huh. And he talks about some of the things that we talk about every day on the broadcast, the fact that salvation is more than forgiveness. It's Christ coming to live inside of us.
Yeah.
And I was very encouraged by his testimony. Mm-hmm. And found myself pulling for him, although it was kind of for Cleveland since I have sisters that live a sister that lives up there. But you know, it was a fun series to watch.
Well, KFIA Land, Landers Way, we congratulate you on that new championship. A good deal.
Yes.
Again, we'll give the phone number, 844-322-2742. Open lines right now. And, Bob, a question from Lois, and it's kind of a work dilemma situation that she faces. She says, I'm a Christian who works in a secular job. My issue is that I know that my boss is stealing from the company we work for. I have witnessed her selling things without permission and pocketing the money many times. I really wish that I didn't know what she was doing. I feel like I should say something, but then I tell myself, I am not the moral police. I pray that God will sort it out without me saying anything, but I feel like I am condoning it because I'm not saying anything. And she'd like to get our thoughts on that.
Well, what I would suggest, most companies have what is known as a whistleblower policy. And if your company doesn't, it should. Well, what does a whistleblower policy enable a person to do? Well, it enables a person to go to someone in an authority and to let them know what they've seen or what they know is going on without fear of repercussions. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we're fearful to come forward because of what might happen to us. We might lose our jobs, and certainly that has happened in the past. But I would check to see if there is a whistleblower policy in place. The other thing that I would do is confront the boss. Go to the boss and say, I know what you're doing, and this has to stop. It must stop. It needs to stop for the benefit of the company and for the benefit of everyone who works here. You're going to lose your status, your respect, and it's going to be a bad thing for the company. So I would muster up all the courage I could and sit down and confront her and to say, hey, if there's something going on, and maybe there is something going on, maybe she's financially strapped and this seems to be a way out. Maybe you can surface that and find out what the real issue is and can be a genuine help to that person in the Lord.
Right, absolutely. But we hope this is a help to Lois. and that situation gets rectified very, very quickly.
Yes.
Again, calls are coming in, but still some open lines, plenty of time on the clock. Want to hear from you, 844-322-2742.
Before we go to our phone lines, a great announcement, an exciting announcement for us here at Basic Gospel. We've been talking about my new book, Simple Gospel,
yeah.
Simply Grace, for a long time. Many of you have already pre-ordered that and are waiting for your copies. Well, the first shipment of books came in yesterday.
Yes, they did.
We got about 50 cases of those books. And
a day of rejoicing.
Yes, 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 indeed. And right now, we're the only place on the planet that you can get those books.
Yeah, right.
Harvest House, our publisher, they have books, and they're going to be distributing those to various bookstores all around the country, including Amazon. But those books haven't arrived at the bookstore yet. So
right.
If you want one early before the actual release date, Basic Gospel is the only place that you can get it. And I would encourage you to do so. Father's Day is coming up this weekend.
Right.
I think it is a great book to give to a father. I spend many pages of that book talking about my dad and the influence that he had in my life. The man I admire more than any other man that's ever lived. Loved him, and gosh, more than anything I knew, he loved me.
Yeah.
And so I talk about my relationship with my dad and what a dad means to a son.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would be a wonderful gift to give to your father or someone that you love this Father's Day.
Okay, now we've talked about for a gift of any amount, over $15, that our listeners will get a copy of it with their gift. Now, if they want multiple copies, what do our listeners need to do?
Well, they can go to our website or the book's website, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. We have discounted rates for quantities of 10, 30, and 60. I think you can get a 30% discount up to a 50% discount based on the quantities you buy. And if you want to help spread the word, get the simple gospel of Jesus Christ out into people's hands, this is a wonderful tool to help you do that.
Right.
I've through the years, we've passed out books and Bible studies and those sort of things, and we have found that that is absolutely one of the best ways to get the gospel into someone else's life. So if that's something that you want to do, you want to spread the word, this is a great resource. So take advantage of the quantity discounts that we have available. Let's get this word out there, folks. Let's share it with as many people as possible so that God can connect as many people as possible to the love of Jesus Christ.
Yes, indeed. And in addition to the website, you can speak with our operator at 844-412-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Brooklyn and talk to Eugene. Hi, Eugene.
Grace and peace and abundance to you, brothers. How are you doing today?
Doing fantastic. How are you, Eugene? Nice to hear from you.
Same here. I just wanted to speak about Jesus' priesthood. I wanted to say that, you know, Jesus' priesthood is way higher than the Levitical priesthood that we have today, because we know that Jesus came in the order of Melchizedek, and that Melchizedek was here before Aaron was even born, before the Levitical priesthood even was came, right? So what I'm stating is that the Levitical priesthood is a shadow of Jesus, actually, because Jesus came in the order of Melchizedek.
That's...
So Jesus did not need to come from the tribe of Levi, because Jesus surpasses that. That's all a shadow of Jesus.
That's exactly right. You know, we look to, I think the people of Israel look to the Levitical priesthood to do something for them, to be that mediator, that stand between God and themselves. And so they perform those services and handle the sacrifices and all of the festival days and those sort of things. And they provided an incredible service to the people of Israel. How much more will Jesus benefit us? I think that's the point. He, as you said, he has a higher role than the Levitical priesthood did, and so he can do more for us than the Levitical priesthood could. So Jesus, when he saves us, guess what? He saves us completely. It's not a temporary thing. It's an eternal thing. And we can count on that. That's why we need to know what exactly Christ has accomplished for us. And here's the great news. Now, there have been many of those priests since death prevented them from continuing in office. But because Jesus lives forever, he has a permanent priesthood. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them. That's the good news of Jesus.
Amen. You brothers have a blessed day. And, you know, it's just wonderful to hear you doing good work on the radio.
Well, thank you.
I love to listen to you, brother.
Well, thank you, Eugene, and thank you for standing with us and being a part of what God is doing through Basic Gospel. We certainly appreciate it,
yes,
my friend.
Yes, we do. Thanks, Eugene.
Amen.
Amen. Well, let's go to New Jersey and talk to Wayne. Hi, Wayne.
Hey, praise the Lord, brother Bob.
Well, hello, Wayne. How are you today?
Good, good. I'm going back to the Sabbath day, which we are to rest. And it says in verse 8 of chapter 20, verse 8, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy.
Say, Wayne, let me interrupt you right there. If you would turn down your radio in the background, that'll help us.
Sure.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
While Wayne's doing that, I'll get the phone number again. That's 844-322-2742. We'd love to hear from you as well. 844-322-2742. Okay, Wayne, you back? Wayne, are you back?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay,
I'm here.
Go ahead then.
Okay, on the Sabbath day, do you have anything changed, particularly when the new covenant came into place? Because the Lord in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8-11 says, "The Sabbath day, keep the Sabbath day, like holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your manservant, our maidservant, nor your animals."
Well, did you have a question? Did you have a question about that, Wayne?
Yes.
Okay. What's your question?
Question. Do we still have to keep that Sabbath day?
Well, are you keeping it, Wayne?
Yes, I'm keeping it Sabbath. Yeah, every Sabbath.
Okay. Are you keeping that from sundown on Friday to sundown on Saturday?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. And do you feel like that's making you closer to the Lord, or does it feel like that through that you're earning God's love and acceptance? Or
I try to keep it. I try to keep it every Saturday, every Friday and Saturday.
Okay. So you try to keep it. Does that mean you keep it all the time, or just some of the time?
I would say some of the time.
I would say
some of the time. Because where I live in New Jersey, it's hard to get to my church. And if I get a lift, well, what I do, I keep it at home if I cannot go.
Okay, so what's the punishment for only keeping it some of the time, not keeping it all the time?
Well, I know that the Lord he's called us in love, and I find that when I'm not keeping it the way it's supposed to, which I do try to, I feel easy about it.
Well, here's the deal, Wayne, and here's what we need to know about the law. You know, there's you know, some do's in the law, you know, keep the Sabbath day holy. But there's a lot of nots. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. You shall not covet. So those are the laws. Those were written on tablets of stone. But there's also some information in there about violation of those laws. and the wages of sin is death. And we see that time and time again through the Old Testament, through that Old Covenant. Once the law went into effect, we see all kinds of different punishments being meted out for violation of the law. So these weren't just suggestions for the people of Israel. This was the law of the land, and there was punishment that took place as a result of violation. Now, that had a purpose for the people of Israel. It had a purpose for us spiritually, and that purpose for us spiritually is to help us see our real need for Christ so that we could turn to Him by faith. And now that we've turned to Christ by faith, we're under a brand new covenant. And in this brand new covenant, it talks about a Sabbath rest. It talks about resting from our works just as Christ rested from Him. And what those works are works that we try to offer up to God in order for Him to love us, in order for Him to accept us, in order for us to gain eternal salvation. Well, we have to rest from those dead works and rest in the finality of what Christ accomplished for us through His death on the cross. So that's this new Sabbath. And so that fourth commandment was actually a shadow of this reality that we could experience by grace through faith in Jesus. So all of that law, as the writer of Hebrews says, was a shadow, was pointing us forward to what we would experience in Jesus Christ. And we have to realize that you know, God's Spirit isn't going to lead us to murder. God's Spirit isn't going to lead us to commit adultery. God's Spirit isn't going to lead us to steal or to covet or to all of those things. But God's Spirit is going to lead us to a higher plane of reality. And that's this new life that we have in Jesus. And this new life that we have in Jesus is characterized by a rest in His finished work. And that's what the Sabbath was talking about. This rest that we can experience through faith in Jesus Christ. Does that make sense to you, Wayne?
Yeah, thank you.
Well, great question. Certainly appreciate you asking it on today's broadcast. Thank you, my friend.
We want to remind our listeners, Bob, that we are indeed a listener-supported broadcast, and we need your ongoing support to keep this message, this good news on the Basic Gospel on the air. If you can help with a gift right now, it would be very much appreciated. Any gift of $15 or more, you'll get a copy of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace by Bob Christopher, the brand new book that's just come in. And we're almost out of time. I can't believe it already.
Well, we are, and we're going to quickly go to the Bronx and talk to Roberta. Hi, Roberta.
Hi. How are you?
Okay, Roberta, we're having a hard time hearing you. Your phone sounds like it's breaking up, but I understand you want to know where the word agape is in the Bible. Well, the word agape is the Greek word that we translate as love, and it's found in 1 Corinthians 13 when it talks about the fact that love is patient, love is kind. The word there is agape. And it's the one-way, unconditional love of God that has no strings attached to it. It's just simply God's choice to love us. And it's an action word. It's not a warm, fuzzy, gushy feeling word. It's an action word. God is actively loving us by being patient with us, by being kind to us. We see it a number of places in the New Testament. 1 John, for example, when John writes about love there, he's using the word agape. It's the highest form of love. It's what God is, and it's what He pours out upon us in Christ Jesus. Well, Roberta, hope that helps. Thanks for your call today.
Yes, indeed. We are just about out of time, and I'm glad you had the opportunity to go to Roberta, and hopefully that was a help to her. Again, as we were saying, remember Basic Gospel in your giving. Any gift of $15 or more, you'll receive a copy of Bob's new book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. Or you can go to Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, all run together, all lowercase, .com, simplegospelsimplygrace.com, and you can order multiple copies and get ready for Dad's Day. I think it's going to be a great opportunity. Well, we're out of time, so for Bob and Richard of the ministry team, Bob Davis saying God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.